10 days from Miami to Sanford. From Sanford, we took a train, the Amtrak train, and rode it to Virginia. Mm-hmm. Then from Virginia, we crossed all over and through New York. We went through the Adirondack Mountains. Then we crossed in through Boston. Then we went in through, Niagara Falls. Then we crossed back from Niagara Falls. We stopped in Philadelphia. Then from Philadelphia, we rode down through Virginia. We went to the Lurie Caverns. Then from Lurie Caverns, we went to back to the Amtrak station. We rode back to Sanford, and then we rode back to Miami.
Okay.
And that was it.
That was a very good experience. What is the next trip that we did?
No, as far as long trips, we haven't done any other long ones.
No, the short one that we did.
No,
we went to Leesburg.
Yeah, we've been to Leesburg. We've been to
Tampa.
Tampa. We've been to Silver Springs. We've been to Rock Springs. We went to I forgot the name now. What was that place where we saw the bike rally?
I forgot the name of that place.
No, I can't forget it. I forgot the name. Oh, we've been to Immokalee, Everglades City, Naples,
Marco Island.
We've been to.
Yes.
Yeah. Been to the bike doesn't have a year yet. It won't have a year till July, and I've already.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got almost 10,000 miles on the bike.
10,000 miles on the bike.
And we've only been, and we haven't had it a year.
And
we ride.
Every time you go with
No, he does.
Mostly.
Sometimes he goes, sometimes he doesn't. It all depends.
Depending
if he doesn't
how
have
she
like
feels.
This weekend, we're not going.
This weekend,
this weekend,
the club does not have anything designed.
They do. They're
going
to go eat at Rib City at Immokalee. But they're changing it because of Good Friday. They're not going to have club on Friday, but they're going to have it on Saturday. But Saturday, we got to go to my sister's party. And then Sunday, we got the wedding for Jose's sister.
Yeah, Sunday I have the wedding on Jose's sister.
That's a nice ride to Immokalee. All there is all, it's a little town, all Mexicans. But we just go there to eat. We go for the ride. We cruise through town. Immokalee is, what we do is we take Alligator Alley. When we get to where the Seminole tribes are, we go through that road there, right where the gas station is. You follow that road, and that's called Snake Road, I think it's called. And that goes in through their town. And then from there, we cross over, I think it's into State Road 31, or 431, and that takes us all the way across into Immokalee. And then it's a little town.
I remember seeing the sign, but I don't know exactly.
It looks
it
a
is.
Little bit like, I don't know. It looks a little bit like Naples, something like that, on the outer reaches of Naples, because it's not as modern as Naples, because it's all agricultural. Yeah, it's all agricultural. And like I said, the only thing there's there is just pretty much Mexicans. That's it. They're all little people. None of them go over 4 feet. They're all tiny little people. And the kids are all, you know, chinito types. They have the little Asian looks. The same way when we ride to the toy run. Mm-hmm. We did the toy run this year, que fue, they said there was like 40,000 motorcycles there. We rode, no, that's, no. That's, this is the main toy run. The one that, Theo say your uncle's, Santa Claus dresses is Santa. Our personal toy run. We went like 200 bikes.
We went 200 bikes at the toy run.
De nosotros, our of own private, our own club. One, right.
And then we took, everybody took a toy to donate for the poor children.
Yeah, we took a truck full of toys.
And we took about,
because what happens is that, that main toy run, which is the South Florida President's Council, is what it's called. They, it's a bunch of clubs that are associated. And then what happens everybody goes and donates a toy. Apart from donating a toy, everybody pays, you pay $10 per person to ride in the toy run. And this year, after they paid everything they got all the money that they grossed out, after they paid all the debts that they had to pay, we donated to Joe DiMaggio, I think was $587,000. Plus, we donated about 20,000 toys. So, but that was that. That's the biggest toy run. That one's the one we leave from Pompano Beach. And we ride, they close I-95 and 595.
They close it.
And the bikes will go all the way from Pompano, all the way through 995, 595, all the way to Markham Park. The line, and there's people already on both ends, and the line's still riding through. That's how many bikes go. And they close everything. They have police come from all over the counties, and they close it off. They close off completely I-95, only motorcycle travel. And that's, we had a lot of fun. We were there parking bikes from, what was it, 7 or 8 in the morning?
About 8 in the morning.
Till like 2 o'clock? Bikes, parking bikes from that time in the morning, and then we parked them. And then once we parked all the bikes, then we...
Then all the bikes left.
Had to
and
leave.
Then that everybody left, then we were allowed to leave.
Yeah, well, we were the last ones because we were...
We were the last ones. So
we were the first ones in and we're the last ones out.
How many bikes?
It was about, they estimated 40,000 bikes.
40,000 bikes.
That's a lot of bikes. I've never seen so many.
I have never seen so many bikes in my life. It's a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun.
It's tiring sometimes, but it's a lot of fun.
I don't like, man, she's always complaining. Tú siempre quieres estar en el club, no quieres ir a ningún lugar más, no quieres ask. We having fun? Every time we go.
Every Friday.
We go on Fridays.
We get reunited over there.
Se pone a bailar toda la noche.
They sell food.
And Friday
sell
night,
food, they
get,
drinks.
You get to eat una
you
completa.
You get to eat what you like for $6.
So you're complete for $6.
Not
con
bad.
Muchas las veces con dessert.
And sometimes they have the desserts.
Te
I
compras
do the Cuban coffee.
A bottle
I sell
water.
It for 25 cents the little cup.
Yeah, that's what she likes. That's her favorite part, making coffee.
Making coffee. I love Cuban coffee.
Yeah. We go there every Friday. And
every Friday we go.
And then they have
karaoke. We have an excellent time.
They have karaoke. Se ponen the attorney del club, I guess. He's not the attorney, but he's an attorney, so they use him for stuff in the club. He has an iPod with 80 gigs of music. Okay? So he's got... Llenito.
Completely full.
All video the
videos,
for karaoke
and
all
and
kinds
the music,
of songs.
All type of
and
songs.
And all he does is he hooks it up to the TV, and then when we get there, sometimes he'll just put music, just different kinds of music, and then after 10, we put the volume up on the system, the club, Because a lot of people complain, you can't have a loud music the whole time because we don't all come for that. Well, that's fine. So then we made an agreement, okay, from 7 to till 10 o'clock, it's the music's down low. Then at 10, we shoot up the music, and then she starts dancing con las mujeres del club.
There's about
six or seven. They're always there bailando, and they're having a good time.
To dance alone.
Yeah. Y después entonces he starts putting karaoke music, and a lot of the people, there's a few of them that drink two or three beers and they get drunk or they get buzzed out, and then you see they have two microphones, and you see everybody singing to the songs, you know. But we have a real good time. La otra noche nos fuimos. We've had nights where we've left like at 1:30 in the morning.
The other day we left about.
The other day we left about
12:30.
Mira, we did.
So we got
we
here.
Just
at,
went to.
Bueno, we went. No, we left one day at 12. And then everybody wanted to go to Latin America to drink coffee and pan cubano.
No, that was when we did the Valentine's party.
At the day of the Valentine's party, everybody wanted to go and eat something.
La fiesta, the...
So it ended at 12, no?
We ended at 12, and then, well, we got home like at 4 in the morning because we went to El Versailles.
Al Versailles. El Versailles está
right
en la 37.
Right after 37th, in front of La Carreta. That's where todos los cubanos estos hang out when they're fidesa
a morir.
Esa es la 8.
Exactly.
La, después que tú pasas la 37 en la 8.
La 8
está
la
Carreta
la
on, your, on the south side. Y en Versailles está... To the,
está
that's right.
Correcto.
Después que tú pasas todo eso, está por allí. And they... y fuimos para allá. We, I think fuimos como 25 para allá. Y, you know, porque en el grupo siempre there's those who are very active, and then there's a lot who just go to hang out and they leave. They don't really stay. Yeah, we have a clubhouse. We have a warehouse that we rent. And then I'll show you pictures when we're done with the motor mouthing here.
Yeah, you can see all the pictures. You can see the Valentine's picture.
Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see how los viejos eso like Yeliana.
No, my God.
Yeliana is
Yeliana
is,
enjoyed the trip to
they
Canada.
Call her Nana.
Awesome.
They call her Nana.
They call her Nana.
Yeah, they don't even call her Yeliana, they call her Nana.
Everybody
She's,
likes her.
Ella llega allí,
and there's an old guy that he's an accountant.
Sí, ese es Ralph Cruz.
Yes. That guy, he's always asking for her, how she doing, because
he's
she real, went
he's
to
71
Canada
years, 71
with her.
Years old.
Yeliana rode with him on the
and he looks
bike.
Good.
And he looks because he went alone.
Yeah.
And then in the way back, she rode with another guy from the club that he was alone also.
Sí, el gaucho.
Le dicen el gaucho, porque es argentino. Ay,
yeah.
Dios mío.
Sí, ahora después que todas las cosas, I gotta pay off some things que nos quedan ahora. El carro de ella, el carro de la niña. Once I get those things squared up, voy a ver si if we...
I mean, I get scared for her
but
to
she'll
be
ride
on
with
bike.
Us. She'll ride
you
with
know?
Us.
I really do get
Oye,
scared.
Allí para que
Even tú, though I ride, but I have respect to it, you know?
You're not that well balanced. You have to be. How do I say? You have to be cut out for that, because a lot of people, cuando montan the motorcycles, they believe that a motorcycle just by turning the wheel, the motorcycle turns. When you're going fast, it doesn't. No, it doesn't work like that. When you want to turn, you have to, actually with your body, turn the motorcycle because it doesn't. It actually wants to keep going straight. So, you know, you turn the wheel, yes, you do. But if you could actually turn...
Your feet. La tienes what? Loca, what tienes un reculillo. Come on.
The
reculillo tiene. Déjame sentarme aquí.
The bike, actually, you aquí. Have to actually lean into the way you want to go. You have to push your body weight so the bike will go into the curves. And there's one old guy that he drove off the side of an expressway because we were coming up on the curve. Y parece que le cogió miedo la curva. And he didn't lean into it. Se quedó recto on the bike. And what happens is you do one of those, like, you know, te vas echando por un lado así, like you're going to fall off because you're afraid the bike's not going to turn. And you just went off the side of the road. Yeah, that was before nos hicimos miembro nosotros. Actually, it was just about 3 weeks before nos hicimos miembro del club. He broke 3 ribs. Yeah.
Poor thing, I know.
Y él el problema que tiene que le ha cogido miedo a la moto. Ahora está, no, pero you can't. If you're going to ride it, you can't be afraid of it. No, you. Biggest problem why
to
people.
To be honest with you, I'm scared of it. I'm scared that I won't have the capacity to be able to ride it, to learn how to ride it. No, I don't. No, I ride behind him. And, you know, when
she
he
actually
leans,
doesn't need to grab onto me because my bike has a backrest for her.
So when I'm, you know, in the back, relax. When he turns, I lean a little bit.
She's not like when we first started. She would, like, you know, when you get on the curve and if I'm going really fast, you have to really lean into it, you know. But you don't fall because it's all centrifugal force. So, you're actually leaning the bike, but, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gotten used to it. Yeah,
I have gotten used to it. Ahora no le tengo miedo.
And we have a good time. We went to también a St. Augustine.
Oh, San Agustin.
We went a big group.
Yeliana went.
Yeah.
Yeliana went in her car.
Yeliana followed us in her car con Aurora.
Fueron las dos locas. With her friend.
Fíjate que they gave them an honorary diploma.
A ella y Aurora. I have them.
Le regalaron un honorary diploma.
Te lo voy a enseñar.
De club for attending in the trip. Y iban las dos locas through the sunroof taking pictures.
They got so many pictures that it was amazing. It was really nice.
Yeah, but we had
a great.
It's a lot of fun. There's, you know, right now in the club, there's a lot of controversy because there's a lot of people.
And you can learn how to ride a bike good, and you know, you go easy, you maintain the speed limit, you do everything one behind the other one, you don't have no problems. Or if it is just for competition, then you're going to have problems.
Yeah, there's people that race the bikes when we go through
just 27. Just for racing. You know, I don't recommend it to anybody.
They ride at close to 160 miles an hour. No. We've been on our bike, we've gone up to about 100. Once you get used to cruising at 75, 80, you actually, when you go slower, it feels like nothing. Actually, last weekend, yo estaba haciendo signal para sacarle pie to show that there was a dead otter in the middle of the road.
I
took out my foot. And you're supposed to actually, you know, if there's something on the road or some kind of an obstacle, since everybody's riding together, if you're in front, the guys in back can't really see when they're coming up to it. So what you're supposed to do is if something on the road on your side, you're supposed to put out your foot and to show, you know, you're not supposed to lay it. But apparently I calculated wrong and I left my foot down too far and I hit that damn otter. I almost broke my leg.
Yes.
I almost broke my leg.
It was really hard.
We're doing almost 70 miles an hour. Imagínate. Something laying there and you kick it. It was like, they were all cracking up because when we came back, it was still there. And he goes, you know, seguro que ese la nutria, en Spanish es una nutria. Seguro que la nutria esa dice, coño, me arrollaron y me mataron. Y ahora viene y come mierda este y me dio una patada también. Coño, ¿hasta dónde voy a llegar? And it was pretty big, too.
It was big? It was about like that?
No, mi amor, it was
no,
about
it
like
was
this.
About like that?
Huge.
Really,
sucker.
That big was?
Yeah.
Pues yo la vi más chiquita.
Well, let me tell you, it didn't feel.
Yo iba atrás, yo no le pasé con la pata.
Jesus, that.
Oh
hurt.
My God. Demo.
No, yeah. we have such a good time.
We have a great time going.
Everybody, there's there's people in our age group, and there's people that are older than us. But the good thing is we also have the radio on the thing, so we're listening to everybody talking on the CBs. So these guys are, they got this one guy, Mickey Bing. This guy's a joke.
He comes up
with these things that, you know, it wouldn't even dream. But then, te da de celo, you know, just cracking up all day. You got to be pissing every 10 minutes because he just cracks you up with the things he comes up with, you know. Son locuras de esas de loco. But you got
to... He's crazy. He's a diabetic, but he likes to drink a lot. You know, a lot of beer. And his wife doesn't like it, and you know, they're always in a debate. He's gotta be
in his 50s.
And she's about, I would say, 47, 48.
You think? No más yeah. older. No más está en los 50.
In the 50s?
Yeah, no mita está en los 50 y pico. No mita no es tan.
No, 50 y pico.
She's not no spring chicken. Lo que pasa es que ella cuando fue jovencita tiene que haber sido bien bonita.
She's a tall lady, very elegant. Sí. Siempre está bien arreglada.
Sí.
So se mantiene
and
muy bien.
And they love to dress up.
And she loves
whenever
to
we
dress
have
up.
A Halloween
whenever
party.
Whenever we have a Halloween, St. Patrick's Day.
Se ponen peluca para St. Patrick. Fueron con pelucas verdes.
Peluca. For St. Patrick's Day,
en una fiesta que hicieron de disfraz, she went dressed like St. Pauli girl. Para Halloween, I'll show you the pictures. Mickey Bean fue like the angel and a devil together. Yes, what it was like when it was the type of costume like when people get into a horse and then you're the feet of the horse and you're in the horse, but you're also riding the horse. Uh-huh. That's what type of it was a mix between a half part of him was the devil and the other part was the angel. Pero he was walking around riéndose and we had such a good time. Oh, look who's home.
Oh, look who's here. Look who's here.
We were talking shit about you.
Our daughter got home. Wow. How nice. Snappy stay.
Pero we...
Está en el mic, ahí mismito puesto.
Todo está ahí,
está.
Todo está ahí.
Todo está ahí, mira. The rice in the thing. The meat is over here. ¿Oíste?
Y el eso...
Lo que ahora, lo tienes que sírvelo al plato y caliéntalo en el plato.
I think they want to do a ride up to Tennessee or something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was awesome. I know. It would have been nice for you to... Yeah, but there was another guy that
you
was alone and you would have gone with us.
You could have ridden. There was space. There was people that went on. Unos señores que fueron solos. Es como todo, cuando tú primero te montas, like, we didn't know anybody in the club when we went. We were just fresh into the club. What, my dad? My dad's been in the club already 4 years. My dad went into the club when I bought him his Harley. I actually took him because I asked the people at the dealer and they told me, no, go see these people. And we went there and I took him and... You know, when he first went in, the first day, I was like, you know, Pero empezaron a coger presión en eso, and he's, he likes it. We have issues in the club, que they have to be worked out, pero I'm pretty sure everybody has issues, you know. Yeah.
Yes. Club San Luis is a show.
They have a lot of people.
It's a case, right?
The typical type problems, okay, there's people that don't want to pay
like
their
it.
Membership, or and then the membership in this place is junk money. And we have a clubhouse, and they're paying, what do you call it? I think it's $8 a month is what it comes out to. That's nothing. And then there's people that complain that that's too much money. And I'm like, you know, give me a break. You know, it's not a lot of money. And you have a place to go to. Okay? It's every there every Friday.
And everybody that has a birthday, they celebrate it over there. Everybody, you can take bocaditos, pastelitos, you know, everything, the cake. And everybody sings happy birthday to that person. And, you know, they get all wild and, you know, and we have fun.
It's good.
No, they do.
So it's really nice.
There's a lot of like we went to Cayocho.
Mama, there's corn.
And
you
I
saw it?
Believe we sold like $6,500 worth of beer in Cayocho. Yeah. Right now, I believe active members, I'd say there's about 140 that are active all the time going there. There's actually, I'm member 600 and something. Yeah, 684. But what happens is that a lot of the older people, some have stopped going, some don't go. And those are some of the issues, because what happens is these people get lost, and then they come back and they don't pay membership for a couple of years, and then they come back and they want to pay their 1 year. And then, like, if my dad was complaining, he said, no, I don't think they should do that. I say, if you want your original number, you have to pay back everything that you haven't been paying if you want to keep your number. If not, we kill your number and you get a new number like the last person. Pero they you know, the president of the club, no, tú sabes, he's real político. He's a good person, very good person. Pero igual lo que pasó, we had a camping trip. We went camping. And,
he went, but I didn't go.
She didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go, no. I had my plans for that weekend. I had a bridal shower for that weekend on Sunday, and then I said, I'm not going to go, you know, all in a hurry to go camping and then pick up everything back and then be all tired.
They took karaoke.
They took karaoke. They did barbecue.
Everybody
they
took their
did tents, a lot of things.
And one guy, which
your dad
wasn't a member of the club, paid, hadn't gone to the club for like 3 years, and then showed up because he wanted to go to the camping. He heard about it, and the president told him, "You can't go. You're not an active member." And he goes, "Well, if I pay, can I go?" Well, it says, "If you pay your membership, you can go." He paid his membership. And he showed up in a camper, and his camper got stuck in the back, all the way in the back of the thing. It got stuck because it's humid over there, and it got stuck in the ground. And the president had to wait for him all day till they took his out with una grúa.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, and then he was complaining because he pulled out a big, one of those big screen type TVs, the projection types, and he was watching a movie. And imagine, we had tremenda música con este tocando, and everybody was singing and dancing, and we were laughing pop jokes, and he was complaining that the music was too loud. And I said, look, you don't make the rules. We are the ones that planned on doing all of this. If you don't agree with us, that's fine, then you can leave. But how are you going to be not even an active member, and then you're going to come and complain? Y entonces he was talking all kind of junk. And I told him, you know, I don't really appreciate that. I don't think we should allow people like that.
Yeah.
We don't need people like that. Y de verdad que el tipo se ve que es un pesado de madre. You know? The other day he showed up at the club on Friday. And he asked for water. And they gave him a bottle of water. And he goes, oh, give me a dollar. He goes, oh, you got to pay for the water? What do you think? You know, this isn't a non-for-profit organization. Yeah, you got to pay for your stuff here like everybody else does. Well, I didn't think that was right. Give me a break, man. What do you think? You're going to pay around $100 a year, and you're going to think you're going to get free food every Friday here? What's wrong with you? What do you think? That costs money. Yeah, the food is $6. You get your, whatever it is, arroz, un plato, lleno comida. $6. You can't beat it. Sometimes they have chicken wings, sometimes they have french fries, hamburgers. It depends what it's on. Sometimes people from the members will bring food. They'll donate the food for that Friday.
Yeah, they can donate albóndigas, lasagna, depending what they do, you know. or congrí with yuca and carne asada.
No, and we, the other day, fue una señora que es española y hizo esta, ¿qué es lo que es? Ajiaco, fabada, whatever they do, los españoles. And it was pretty good. Con arroz blanco, and they had, ¿qué más hicieron?